Okay. Daf Kuf Yud. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph.
Daddy, you ready?
You have the microphone.
Igeres Hakodesh Zayin. This is a yesoid for a lot of things that's going to open up all kinds of keys in Peliyoyitz for us. There are, by the way, copies of Peliyoyitz available on Rabbi Freilich's cart for sale. Igeres Zayin. I tried looking for this. The two yesoidus in Igeres Vav, the first one of being Mo'ere Rachmim Rabim on the pathetic nature of our neshamas that are in Golas in this world, and that we need to plead with the Ribbono Shel Olam to have Rachmanus. And the second fact that the key to being able to reveal Emes is through the mitzvah of Tzedakah. I'm still leaving this open till I find more sources for it, because I know that it has to be somewhere. I've looked around, I haven't found it. So these things, you stumble upon them, Behesach Hadas. It doesn't come, Davka doesn't come when you look for them. All right, so it's Igeres Zayin. Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu. Umanoim Goyd Oleinu. This comes from Shachris. Fortunate are we, Matev Chalkeinu. How good is our Chalik? What's our Chalik of what? Pashas, we're talking about the chelik of the kai, or our portion in life, as we get through this letter. Umanoyim goyro leinu, and how sweet is our girdle. The girdle is our lot. And he quotes, really, the source for this is ki hashamar aschels chelki v'chosi, a pasuk in Tehillim. Chavalim naflu li is another pasuk in Tehillim that it refers to that which fell to me, meaning I didn't do anything to get it. So he asks the obvious question. Question, by the way, which tortures many who ever run into this idea of the chelik elikai mimal. So everybody always asks, since when is God divisible? A portion of godliness? Well, how do I have a portion of God? We find throughout Chazal, actually you see it by Chanukah, right, that the Yevonim said, "Kis v'lechem al keren asher," write for yourselves on the horn of an ox, "She'ein lechem chelik melikei Yisrael." Nonetheless, we find throughout other divrei Chazal, where Chazal say about certain people, "Ein lechelik melikei Yisrael." Now, so he asks, "Ki agam delechoyde leshayach loshen chelik klal belikus." You shouldn't be able to use the language of a portion at all when we're dealing with godliness. He's baruch she'ini mischadik lechalok b'chas v'shalom. It's heresy to say that we're going to divide God up. So how do we have in lechelik? He has no portion in God. What does that mean? Ach enya. So before we make this better, we're going to make it much worse. It says B'Yankiv Avinu, when he built the Mizbeach, V'yikri Eloi El Elihei Yisrael. Pashas says that's what the Yankiv Avinu called this Mizbeach. But the other Mefarshim there say that V'yikri Eloi means the Ribbono Shel Olam called Yankiv Avinu K'El Elihei Yisrael. Uh-oh, we got a problem. This doesn't sound so Jewish. The truth is that when we deal with this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a contradiction. Is he Kadosh or is he Baruch? Kadosh means he's removed. Baruch means that he's brought down. So how do you have both things simultaneously? Even though the Ribbono Shel Olam suffuses the entirety of all the world, both above and below, like we've been learning in all the entire Sefer throughout, that the Ribbono Shel Olam suffuses and is contained in everything from the highest of places until the lowest of this world. For I fill, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, he suffuses, he fills the heavens and the earth. Ani mamish, not my ha'ara, not my illumination, not any shine from me, but me myself, ani mamish. Da'ainu, that is to say, muhusay v'atzmus akav yochel, the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'loi kivoy delevad, not just his presence. Yet, hafal pikein hu kodesh amuvdal. Yet, clearly, we don't believe in, what do they call that? Pantheism. right?
Multiple gods.
No, that's saying that this is God. You don't point to an object and say it is God. The Rebbe Shlom suffuses and is contained in all things, but he is not synonymous with all things. So he's Kadosh Amovdom Elyonim Tachtonim. He is completely separated from both above and below. This is the Bashamayim Ma'al V'al Aretz Mitachas. What is the Rebbe Shlom closer to? The heavenly angels or humans? And the answer is equally distant from both, because he's infinite. And he's infinitely distant, infinitely close to both. So, he's ve'ena nitfis klal b'teichem chas v'shalom kitfisis nishmas ha'odam b'gufa. He uses a fabulous mashal for us to grasp this. And that mashal is that when the neshama is in the gufa adam, it is nitfas b'gufa adam. It is completely contained, not exclusively, but it is impacted by the body, and the body and the neshama become one, they become unified. But that's not how it is with the Rabban Shalom's presence in this world. Commission Kasavti b'makamach baricha says, I write elsewhere, which we've had already, this issue. Now, that being the case, we got a big problem. You have an infinite God with an infinite energy that comes from him, and he's not nitvis in the world, so how does he create the world? Well, the Zayis. It's impossible for the worlds to be able to receive their life force from the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if all that there was the Rebbeinu Shlem in his essence. Rather, we all know, as the Arizal teaches, Hispashtus Achius Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechaya El Yoinim Tachtoinim. The Rebbeinu Shlem created a methodology in order to emanate from himself a life force that through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the worlds above and below. Hu al derech mashal kamei ha'ara. It is like the mashal of a ray, which is me'ira. Not only is that ray not from Hashem himself, but it is me'ira mishma yizbarach. The worlds are sustained by a ray from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Shehu Shema Yechad, because he and his name are inseparable. Ukamay Shiksev Kinizgav Shemay Levadoi. And the pasuk continues, Rak Zivay Vahoydoi Aleret Shemayim. His shame, even Hashem's name, is completely beyond us. And the Ziv from his name are that which sustains and creates heaven and earth. Now, ve'ha'arazu, this ray that we're talking about, let's use the term energy, mislabesh es mamesh b'l'yeinim v'tachtoinim, that taki is contained and embodied in the creations both above and below, lach yoisam, to sustain them, and that is similar to the neshama in the body, v'nitves es b'soicham, and it is held within them, through many intermediaries and many different constrictions, through the concept that we've talked about so many times called the Seder Hishtal Shalos, the order of the chain, Hamadregas to page 222, derech through the method of cause and effect, bouncing from one concept to the other until it comes into the reality of physical, even physical matter. Now, v'hinei ha'arazu, this upshine, this illumination, av shalamayla hi me'iru mispashetes b'b'chines b'li gvul v'tachlis, as it emanates from the Shem Hashem, it is infinite, it's boundless. It can support and create infinite worlds, as they are still discovering to this very day. As is brought in the section of the Zohar called the Idur Rabba that discusses the creations of these worlds. Now we get into the practical. Afal Pikin. So that's what's going on up there. Let's talk about down here. Afal Pikin. when it hits down here, Ayidei Tzimtzumim Rabim, through the many filters, Lahachis Hanivroim, to sustain the creations, Vahayitzurim, and all the things that are formed, Vahanasim. Notice he uses all three Eilomis, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. He Nechlekes Derech Klal Mispul Taryak. When it comes down to the Ha'oris that create our world, it boils down to 613 channels of creation. Okay? Keneged, and you might have guessed that they correspond to Taryag Mitzvah Torah. What a surprise! That they correspond to the 613 mitzvahs that we find in the Torah. Shehein hein, they are Taryag Mine Hamshochais Ha'orezu. They are 613 pipelines that allow this energy to flow through the Me'orin Tzoyf Baruch Hu from this infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leheir, to illuminate l'nishmas ha'adam, to man's soul, ha'kludam r'mach evarim m'shiso gidim, which is made up, comprised of 248 limbs, 365 sinews, veins, asher ba'avura, for the purpose of man, who ikatachlis yuridis v'amshachas ha'arazu l'mata. That is the entire purpose of why the Ribbono Shel Olam allowed his unbelievable, holy, exalted, pure, sublime earth to be lowered into this cesspool of a world was Litzoyrech Ha'adam. L'chol Nivroim Vayitzurim Anasim, Shetachlis Kulam Hu Ha'adam Kinoida. So therefore, in order to drive home the point that the goal of all of it, is for the purpose of man, so the Ribbono Shel Olam made 613 channels through which we can access that or bring it into this world. Now, theoretically, that's nice. How do we, as my father once said it this year, how does that help us tie our shoes in the morning? Okay? This is a general term of a bederch prat, but in an individual way, hine kol mitzvah mischalekas leprotim rabim lein ketz v'tachlis. We know that every mitzvah, you look around in a real library, right, where there's some, you know, a few svarim, not a joke like this, you see that on every mitzvah there could be a thousand svarim, right? These are all the detailed halachas in each mitzvah. They're infinite. Like Chazal tells us, Shishim Hema Malchus. Shishim, which is Malchus, and Samach Mesechtas, that refers to the 60 tractates of Shas. And the fact that there are worlds of infinity, hena halachas. That's the halachas that continue each and every day to be neschadish tilitilim of halachas through the Lam de Torah. Shenam shochas otzon elyon. That is a constant, ongoing withdrawal that's going on each and every day from Hashem's rotzon. V'cheinu mamish b'nishmas adam. The same thing is going on in the soul of a Jew. Kine, he says, let's analyze this. Kol neshama shebo'olam, every soul that exists in the world, hayu kluleis ba'adam rishon, even physically this is true. The DNA of Adam is passed down to each and every human being. Kine kol neshama shebo'olam, hayu kluleis ba'adam rishon, all the neshamas in the world were inclusive in Adam rishon. In a detailed way, Adam Rishon was, his neshama was divided into these 613 separations. Ach derech prat, but that's in a klal, but in a more detailed way, nechlekes l'nitzayt to say mispar, it really got divided into sparks How many descendants has Adam Rishon had already since the world started? Quite a few.
Billions.
Huh?
Billions.
Billions, right? Shen Nishamis, Kol Yisrael, notice that he now attributes it just to Jews. And the Nishamis of Klal Yisrael, Bechlal, Shiyukuyim Oz Mashik Siv, which will be fulfilled then, that which it says, V'ayimis b'bnei Yisrael k'chol ayam, Asher la yam mid v'lei Yisrael v'miroiv. It says there that the neshamas of bnei Yisrael will be like the sand of the sea that will not be able to be counted. So it's an infinite number of detailed neshamas. Now, v'inei shufrid the Yankiv man shufrid adam rishon. Chazal tell us that the beauty of Yankiv was akin, was similar to the beauty of Adam. What does that mean? We're not talking about his physical beauty. But what it means is shetikein chet Adam Arishon, that Yaakov Avinu was mitakein, he rectified the sin of Adam. And therefore, the same merit that Adam Arishon had to be the father of all of humanity applied to Yaakov Avinu as well. That rectification means that he became the all-inclusive Adam, right? Vayis and Nishmasi Gam can clue the Mikol and Neshama Shabisrael Mi Oydam Adoydam Vayim Merkava the Toyer Shalemayla. And similarly, he became the Merkava, the chariot, the Toyer Shalemayla, to the Toyer above. Shenikar B'Shem Adam. He is the one who is called Adam. How do you know? Because we know that it says there by the Merkava, by the chariot above. There's one of the images that's on the Merkava is Yaakov Avinu. And you have the same thing that Yaakov Avinu is referred to as the attribute of Torah. So again, the Taryag and the Taryag match up. The perfection of Yaakov Avinu and the fulfillment of his shlemus and Torah line up perfectly with one another. That all of Torah was inclusive and embodied in the soul of Yaakov Avinu. Who is all inclusive of all neshamas. And this is the meaning of the fact that Hashem called Yaakov Avinu Kael Elikei Yisrael. Why? Because Kael is Lashon Hamshachas Ha'ara, the language of Kael. We know that Kael Chesed, Kael Kalayim Chesed, is drawing Chesed. It's the Lashon Kael, is the Lashon of Chesed. It's the Lashon Hamshachas Ha'ara, is withdrawing the illumination Me'arin Soif Baruch Hu from its potential Me'ahele Me'lagoli into a revealed way. To become a revealed form in his neshama. So what he's saying is that Yaakov Avinu lived to his full potential so that he made a full amshacha of whatever potentially could be the full amshacha that a human being could make. Where do you see this concept? It's in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Kael Hashem V'yo'elonu, that's the language of Kael, is that he will illuminate. But here's where it comes down to us. B'acharov, following in Yaakov Avinu's footsteps, Kol Yishrei Lev, anyone who is as a Yashrus HaLev, a straight heart, meaning not a crummy cup, not a person who's learning Torah to corrupt it, but a person who's learning Torah because he wants to be a Yishrei Lev. Ha'iskim ba'Torah mitzvahs who toil in Torah and mitzvahs meir oir Hashem in Tzav Baruch Hu b'pchinas gilui b'nishmasam, the potential, the koyach, the power of learning Torah and performing mitzvahs is that the oir Hashem illuminates in this person b'pchinas gilui in a revealed way in their neshama. Why don't we feel it? The time that this can be revealed in its most expressed way, this illumination in their minds and in their hearts, So while you're learning, while you're doing the mitzvah, you're not going to feel the ha'ara. But the fact that the person is illuminated is going to express itself during davening at a later time. Now, and there's a lot of raid about this, because you find a similar concept about Shabbos. And Shabbos and tefillah go hand in hand as far as this concept goes. Brings here, Rabbi Elkan brings here that Sulam Mutzav Artsav Reshem Megiyah Shemaima, the Zohar says Sulam Dots Loisa. This Sulam refers to davening. And that's when the Orat Torah can illuminate the person in its most open way. Now, Vine. Av shigili ze ayde esek atoyre va mitzvahs hu shav lechol nefesh mi Yisrael b'derech klal, even though this revelation through toiling and toiling mitzvahs is equal to every Jew, generally speaking. Why does it have to be that way? Ki toira chasu mishpatecha likulanu, because all of us have one Torah and one law. Afal pikein, despite that, b'derech prat, in an individual way, ein kol nefoshes ayaruchos v'neshom meshavos. Not all souls and not all spirits are created equal. The illumination is not going to be equal to all people. So first of all, lefi eis uzman gilgulam, it's going to be dependent upon when we're born, what number Gilgul were in, Ubayim Bailam Azeh. And you see this, he says, Ukumayim Chazal, the Chazal tell us that one Tana asked the other, Avucha b'may havizohir tvei. Tell me, your father, what was he most careful with? Amalei b'tzitzis, he answered b'tzitzis. Nigmar goes through several different Amirayim and what they answer. So they bring B'Shem the Baal Shem HaKodesh that the word Zahir means to be careful. The word Zahir also means to shine. Where did your father shine most? What mitzvah spoke to him greatest? Where was his greatest illuminations? Meaning so that there are people who are gifted, whether it's a mitzvah essay that they're drawn to, or it's a mitzvah essay that they struggle with. That's their calling. That's what they're driven to. So you see what he's trying to prove. What do you mean? You think that Rabbi Yossi didn't do mitzvahs tefillin? That's not what he's saying. He's saying that he had a special geschmack over and above all the mitzvahs that he did. He had a special geschmack in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And not all generations are equal. Just like in the limbs of a human being, every limb has its individual role to play. The eye to see, and the ear to hear. So too with each and every mitzvah we do, there's a unique ayir meir in Tzlev Baruch Hu, from the light, from the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll spend time on this next concept because there's a lot of geshmak arrayed on this. Av shekol nefesh miyisrael tzricha lovei begilgul l'kayim kol tarik mitzvahs. Even though the Arizal says that every neshama among Klal Yisrael has to come back in gilgulim to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. Mikal Makram Le Nitzucha Elala Hadofa Zahiris Uzrizus Yeseda Biasa Sais Vyasarois. Perhaps he's saying sometimes it only needs to, meaning it really fulfilled the mitzvahs in the first Gilgal, but it needs to come back for a special addition or a special Zahirus, a carefulness or an alacrity. In a more geshmak way, in a greater bren, kfulim and kufelis lemaile mizhirus shar mitzvahs, more so than other mitzvahs. So it's not even because they didn't do the mitzvah at all, but it could be that there's a special contribution that they need to make in a given mitzvah. That's what he's saying. He didn't say what did he do, what did he fulfill. But Tvei Dafka, where did he put his greatest emphasis? This advantage of this energy to the individual souls. We're not dealing here with something which somebody can dissect intellectually. These are things that are way beyond our own intellect. That's what Hashem decided. And the example of something here in our experience which is beyond human intellect is Hubibchidis Hagoyro Mamish. That's what we say. Ashreinu Matoev Chalkeinu, going back to the beginning. Chalkeinu is the chelik of Torah that we invest in and that we put our minds into. We recognize that it's a chelik. Goyroleinu are the things that we have no grasp as to why that's the case. And nonetheless, we accept the fact that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends us back here to perfect and to fulfill a given area, because that's in his infinite wisdom what he wants us to bring both to our own neshamas and to the world in general. So this concept of Gilgul and coming back for this is there's a lot of really geshmaka raid on it. And Hashem, I'll share with you some of the what the Sefer Kodesh have to say about that. There's also this issue of the illumination taking place b'shas tefillah is also worthwhile of looking further into how that, what the dynamics of that are. So we will take that up in Mitzvah Hashem next week.
What